Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
You're listening to season 4 of Confessions of a New Grad. This podcast is an ongoing story, so if you haven't listened to the first 3 seasons yet, I'd recommend starting there. Also, just a heads up, there's some swearing and adult themes in this show. Chapter 46, The Other Women. Brooklyn! Lana and Bree burst into my apartment and wrapped their arms around me. We came as quickly as we could. I'd sent a message to our group chat after I'd kicked out Apollo, and they'd arrived in under an hour. Thanks, guys. So, what happened? Bree asked.
And why does it smell like curry in here? Oh god, ew! Brooklyn, did you puke? Did I just step in puke?
Lana asked, ripping off her soiled sock and throwing it as far from her body as possible.
Lana, Bree said reproachfully. Don't worry about it, Brooklyn. We'll clean up.
It's not puke, I said faintly. We spilled some food.
Oh, thank God, Lana said, standing gingerly on the far corner of the room and not helping Bree mop up. I'm here, Gemma called from the doorway.
She was wearing her usual blanket wrapped around herself like a shawl and carrying 2 bulging bags of what looked like the entire junk food section of the grocery store. She plopped them down on the threshold, tripped over Lana and Bree's shoes, and was flung toward the couch.
Whoops, Gemma said, picking herself up. Why does it smell like curry in here? What are you doing here? Lana demanded.
Gemma's eyes darkened as she saw Lana.
What are you doing here?
Bree and I came because we are supportive friends to make sure Brooklyn was all right and not, like, losing her meatballs or something.
What? Do you mean losing her marbles? Gemma frowned.
No, I mean meatballs.
Well, it certainly looks like someone lost something on this carpet. But the phrase is losing your marbles, Lan. Why would it be meatballs?
Why would it be marbles?
Fair points on both sides, Bree nodded.
Leave, Gemma. I got here first.
I will not leave. You leave.
Fine, you can stay. But only if you apologize.
Gemma scoffed so hard she choked on her own tongue.
Apologize for what? You were the one insulting me and my boyfriend for no reason.
He's your boyfriend now? And please, I have plenty of reasons. Number one, being he's the worst.
She proceeded to go on a tirade about how much Braylon sucked, but I wasn't listening. I didn't even mind that they were shouting. They couldn't possibly shout loud enough to distract me from the torture inside my own head, but at least it helped dull it a bit.
And reason number 5,888 being, he's clearly using you for your apartment. Like I said, he's terrible, Lana concluded.
Brooklyn, I'm sorry, but I can't be here with her.
Neither can I.
So leave.
You leave.
Brooklyn decides.
Sounds fair to me.
They rounded on me, arms folded.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Bree threw the wet cloth into the wash basket with a loud splash. Both Gemma and Lana winced as soapy, curry-infused water sprayed all over them.
Bree, Lana squealed.
Stop it! Brooklyn's going through enough. How dare you make her choose between you two after all that?
But
no buts. Either you both let it go and stay, or you both leave. But keep in mind that Brooklyn needs you right now, so if you leave, just know that you're letting your stupid little squabble get in the way of helping out a friend. Gemma and Lana hung their heads.
Sorry, Gem, Lana said dejectedly. I won't talk any more shit about Braylon. I'll still think it, and I can't promise not to say it behind your back, but...
Great, Lan, thanks, apology accepted.
Gemma cut her off. The three of them looked down at me.
Are you all right? Gemma asked.
I shook my head. They wrapped their arms around me again.
What happened? Lana asked at last.
Well,
I told them as much as I could remember.
that asshole, Lana fumed when I was done. Bree shook her head. And of course it's raining again, Lana complained, looking out the balcony window. Could this day get any worse? Did he actually say that something happened between him and, what's her name again? Gemma asked. Classic Gem, always defending Apollo, Bree muttered. I'm not defending him. If he did it, I will go and egg his house right now. Oh, let's do it, Lana leapt up. It's been ages since we've done a good egging. We've only ever done one egging, and that was at UBC, Bree said reproachfully. But he deserves to have his house egged. This is his house, I pointed out. Oh, right. Lana's face fell. Anyway, Gemma said, all I'm saying is, are we sure he cheated? Oh, look at the evidence, Gem. You'd make a terrible detective. So would you the way you jump to conclusions? Wait, so you don't think he cheated? I asked. I don't know. I just don't know that I've heard enough to conclusively prove that he did cheat. What is this? Some kind of courtroom drama? He cheated, Brooklyn. Then why'd he try to explain? Because that's just what people do. Trust me, I've tried to explain every single time I've cheated. Maybe Brooklyn being friends with the likes of you is some kind of warped karma then. I shook my head. If this is karma, we all know what for. No one said Amanda, but her name was in the room. My phone glowed green and all of our eyes darted to it. Apollo was calling me. Let me have that. No, Lana, Bree said, holding her back. The four of us watched it vibrate until it finally stopped. Then it started again. Do you want to talk to him, Brooklyn? Not right now. Okay, Bree took my phone. Bree? I'm just putting it on Do Not Disturb so we can have a conversation. A text came through. Brooklyn, can I please come home? I know it looks bad, but I promise I can explain. I looked from Gemma to Lana to Bree. Maybe you should just talk to him. There's no point in us analyzing everything until we have the whole story. Ew, no. Make him sweat it out for at least a night. What do you want, Brooklyn? Bree asked gently. Rain pattered relentlessly on the window. I took a deep breath. I want to know the truth. Well, I doubt you'll get that from him. Who else is she supposed to get it from? Guys, seriously, shut up and let her think. Right, sorry. Sorry, Brooklyn. I do want to talk to him, but I'm scared. Of hearing something you don't want to hear? Bree asked. I think so. I don't know. I'm so confused. It's ringing again, Lana said, looking at the silent phone. I picked it up. Hello?
Brooklyn.
You can come home.
Oh, good.
His voice sounded echoey.
Because I'm already here.
The front door opened. Our heads swiveled in unison to look up at Apollo, who was towering over us. He was sopping wet, and the light blue shirt he'd been wearing was now almost entirely see-through, revealing his muscular torso.
Oh, it's like a romance novel,
Gemma said under her breath. There was an awkward pause as the rest of us, Apollo included, pretended we hadn't heard her.
Hi, Apollo, Bree said at last.
Don't say hi to him, Bree, Lana chastised. Cheater.
I didn't cheat on Brooklyn.
Why? Because you thought you were broken up? I'll be damned if I let you get away with this on a technicality, Apollo.
Do you want them here for this conversation?
Apollo asked me.
I had no idea what I wanted.
Why are you trying to get rid of us? Is it because you find it harder to lie to a large audience?
I have no plans to lie to anyone.
Apollo shut the front door, looking exhausted.
I just figured it's probably best if Brooklyn and I talk about this alone, seeing as it is, you know, our relationship.
It was your relationship until you went sleeping over at random women's houses. All rights to privacy were null and void after that fact.
Are you switching careers to become a lawyer or something?
He's changing the subject, Brooklyn. Textbook deflection.
You know what? You should stay.
Wait, really?
Yeah, I mean, no offense, Lana, but I don't think anyone we know has cheated more than you.
Excuse me?
It's true, Lan,
Gemma and Bree said in unison. Love you, I added, but it's true.
So you'll be a good person to have here because I didn't cheat, and I have nothing to hide. You of all people will see that after I explain.
If she's staying, I'm staying.
My God, this is the most immature situation I've ever been a part of, Bree groaned.
But it's up to you, Brooklyn,
he said, his caramel eyes swirling on me. I probably should have told my friends to leave. I was an adult now, after all, but I couldn't. I was scared, and I needed them.
You guys can stay.
All right, Apollo, if that is in fact your real name, Lana rounded on him. Tell us exactly what happened.
Apollo gave her a bemused look, then turned to look only at me.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm sorry I left like that last night. I shouldn't have done it. But I was hurt that you were having doubts about me, especially when I was so sure about you. I meant to go to Cody's to clear my head, but then Jess called me.
She just happened to call you at night?
Yeah. We're in the middle of this huge project. A lot of us work late.
Phone! Lana held out her hand.
What?
Give me your phone. We're gonna need proof that she called. Apollo raised his eyebrows at me, but I didn't defend him.
Okay.
He took it out of his pocket, unlocked it, and handed it to Lana. Her eyes narrowed as she clicked through. Incoming call from Jess at 9:37 p.m., she said, sounding almost disappointed.
May I continue?
Apollo asked her sarcastically. She shrugged.
So I answered, and she started asking me all these technical things, but obviously I was not all right, and she heard that, so she asked what was wrong, and I told her.
You should not involve female friends in your relationship problems, Apollo.
You're right. I shouldn't have.
He turned to me.
I'm sorry, Brooklyn. I was upset. She called. I wasn't thinking clearly.
I nodded. Then what happened?
Well, she was still downtown at the office, so she asked if I wanted to get a drink. I said no, but she could tell I was freaking out, so she asked where I was, and the next thing I knew, she was picking me up.
You got into her car? Lana was outraged.
Yeah, again, I shouldn't have, but I didn't know that she was into me, okay? I mean, she's married, we're colleagues. I really thought I was just getting support from a friend.
You are way too smart to get away with pretending to be this stupid. Apollo looked at me.
I had an inkling she may have been interested if we were both single. I never thought she'd actually make a move on me, though. I swear, Brooklyn.
What happened next?
Well, like I said, I was upset. I was freaking out. And so she drove and tried to calm me down, and next thing I knew, we were at a bar and she was ordering us drinks. And then we just kept drinking and talking. And then she kissed me.
Lana gasped so loudly that we all jumped.
She kissed you?
I'm so sorry, Brooklyn. I pulled away as soon as I realized what was happening. I told her no, and I left. I got a cab and I went to Cody's.
So we're just supposed to believe your version of events?
If you want, I can call her right now and get her to tell you,
Apollo said, still only looking at me.
Okay, I said.
Apollo held out his hand to Lana for his phone, then sent the call through. It rang several times until Jess picked up.
Hello?
Hey, Jess. Sorry to call you so late.
That's okay. What's going on?
Brooklyn saw the text you sent me, and now she thinks... Could you please just tell her what happened last night?
Oh. Hi, Brooklyn.
Hi. I'm so sorry. I'm so embarrassed.
You should be, Lana whispered.
Bree pinched her to shut up.
Well, last night I called Apollo about work stuff. He seemed upset, so we went to a bar. We had a lot to drink, and I kinda made a move.
You made a move? Not Apollo at all?
Who's that? Just answer the question, please, I said. Yeah, I made a move. Apollo didn't do anything. He was just drunk, so I guess he didn't see it coming.
So why'd you do it? Lana demanded.
Do I have to answer that question too?
Yep, I said.
I don't know why I did it. But it won't happen again. I'm really sorry, you two. I've been feeling awful all day. Apollo, we can discuss more on Monday, but if you'd prefer to be moved to a new project or something, I completely understand.
I think that's probably best,
Apollo said. Of course, I'll set it up with HR.
Sounds good.
And again, I'm so sorry. Bye.
She hung up. Gemma, Lana, Bree, and Apollo were all looking at me.
So, what happens now? Gemma asked.
Touch my skin and left your mark. You know all the words to say. Held the strings tied to my heart. Pulled and pushed away. My friends don't bring you up no more. I'm sure yours don't mention me. I remember how we were before. It don't feel like memories. Why can't I get over you? Your love is a fire, still high on the fumes. I've done everything I know I can do. And I'm still hung up on you. I'm still hung up.
Thanks for listening. That's it for this episode. If you want to find out what happens next right now, subscribe in Apple Podcasts to binge all 10 episodes ad-free. Otherwise, the next episode will be out on Monday. If you're enjoying the show, please consider giving it 5 stars on Apple and Spotify, writing a review, posting it on social media, and telling a friend. This is an independent podcast, so stuff like that really helps get the word out and support the show. Confessions of a New Grad is written, narrated, and produced by me, Greta Craig. Thank you to the Canada Council for the Arts for supporting seasons 3 and 4. For exclusive news and bonus content, you can follow the show on Instagram at New Grad Podcast. Music is licensed through MusicBed and Soundstripe Libraries. You can find the soundtracks in the episode descriptions. Artwork and script editing are by Rebecca Montgomery.
Your love is a fire, you're still high on the fumes. I've done everything I know I can do. And I'm still hung up on you. I'm still hung up. Bags underneath my eyes. All of these sleepless nights without you. Nothing I haven't tried to get you off my mind. There's no good reason why I'm still hung up on you.
I'm still hung up on you. I'm still hung up.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.